This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast, and around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice. Your radio station.
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean podcast.
Look at Out Loud and Proud.
Who do we have?
We've got Gabby Glow. Hey, Gab, how you doing?
Hi. I'm the outest and proudest.
Give a round of applause for Gab.
Wow, so many people in the studio today.
Not only are you out loud and proud, but you are a busy gal.
Oh, I'm so exhausted, and it's only the beginning of the week because it's Idaho Hobbit week.
Idaho Hobbit.
Yes, which is...
I think I caught an Idaho Hobbit once.
Okay. International Day against homophobia, biphobia, intersex and transphobia.
Which is actually nothing to laugh about.
No,
it's very serious.
It is serious.
Very important.
But I've been going to... I went to an event last night, which was the big event for our LGBTI community. Mm-hmm. Everyone was there, anyone and everyone. I think there were... Well, I was told there was up to 900 people.
Jeez, that's a big old party.
In Government House.
Oh, did you dress up?
Yes.
Is this nice?
I dressed in my police uniform.
Ah.
With my tie. The tie makes it dressy.
Yes.
Maybe underneath, you never know.
A police tie.
Well, a tie that goes with the uniform.
Excellent.
A special police tie. Yeah, so it was an amazing event. So the Governor of Victoria, Linda, and I'm trying to hopefully pronounce this properly, Dissot, that's what we're thinking
of. I think that's
of.
Right, yeah.
I think Dissot sounds nice.
She was amazing because it was the first event for the LGBTI community held in any Government House in the country.
No way. Oh. The first ever?
Ever.
Ever.
So Victoria led the cause to be the first one. But, I mean, considering it's the first one ever, yay, Victoria, but why did it take so long for anyone to do this?
Yeah.
That's why we still need Joy.
Yeah, exactly.
We need more.
And absolutely.
The Governor of Victoria said she did it because she wants to make Government House an inclusive and welcoming place for everyone in the state. And so there were 900 or so very happy LGBTI people in that room.
Oh, that's fantastic.
My Facebook feed last night was going off with everybody having selfies in the Great Hall.
Yeah.
And
it was amazing.
It was a great night.
Yes. Wonderful, wonderful. It was amazing to be there. And the Commissioner, Rowena Allen, spoke. She was really interesting, actually, because often I think of Ida Hobbit as a day where we're remembering some terrible things that have happened in our history, and we're trying to correct the wrongs and make things better. But Rowena Allen said we should think of it as a celebration and think of it as how far we've come and all the wonderful things that we're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, sure.
Joy!
Now, Gabby Glow is with us, and we're talking about Ida Hobbit.
So much is going on, and I'm going to almost everything.
Very, very busy. Very busy.
Well, after I'm in the studios today, there's going to be a vigil in Federation Square for the men in Chechnya who are being treated abominably.
Is that tonight? Oh, is that course. Tuesday
yes.
night?
Yep. Yeah. So there's things all week. So that's from 6 p.m. in Federation Square. So if you can just get along, please do.
The news from Chechnya is just it's so upsetting, so distressing that they are throwing and harming young men and women.
It's awful. it reminds you of how well we've got it in this country.
Yeah.
And how lucky we are to be part of this community and really. Have the laws mostly on our side and most of society in this country on our side.
Yeah. Like living in Melbourne, you do forget that people, it's not as easy for people, especially in other countries, and it's horrific what's happening there.
So I'll be joining hopefully many, many people at Federation Square tomorrow morning at my office at 313 Spencer Street. We'll be raising the rainbow flag.
Cool.
We've done that we're allowed to do that at our buildings certain times of the year, a couple of days a year, and this is one of the nominated specific days for the LGBTI community. And I've got a deputy commissioner who's going to give a speech. I've got numerous top brass of Victoria Police attending and numerous people there. So usually when I have the flag raised, I haven't made a big deal of it. I've just gone down and had it raised, and I've looked at it and
raised the flag.
Enjoyed it and thought how wonderful it is that a major police building, one of the main buildings in Melbourne of Victoria Police, has a flag outside it on certain days of the year. That's amazing. But tomorrow we're going to have a whole bunch of senior police members that they're attending, watching the flag being raised. I'm really, really excited about it.
A huge week. Brilliant.
And then...
What, there's more?
And then?
Yes. Footscray Police Station is putting on an Idaho Hobbit barbecue. So you can go into the police station and have a barbecue with police members and other community members who have attended.
Sounds wonderful.
So that's from 12:30 to 2:30. So if you're... Yeah, there'll be sausages sizzling, that's for sure.
And served for me by an officer.
Yeah.
Ooh. Served, out of that.
What a service.
Served by a police officer in uniform.
So that, again, that's... Tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. It's the 17th, Wednesday the 17th, which is Idaho Hobbit Day.
Indeed. Yeah. And then...
Then you have a rest. Then you have a bit of a lie down.
A little rest.
Have a cup of tea.
and a sausage.
Yes.
A cup of tea and a sausage. What a combo.
And then heading to Federation Square from 4 o'clock, where we're having an Idaho Hobbit event at Federation Square with numerous people speaking and young people doing some performances and some glows and some community services are there with their marquees. So huge day.
And that runs from 4 till 6?
4 to 6, 6:30.
Uh-huh.
And then, gosh, I can't remember Thursday. That seems so far away. But I know on Sunday there's the stand-up events Move in May fun run around the TAN.
Yes.
And that's raising money for junior sporting clubs to give some education about how harmful it is to use homophobic language in sport.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So a GLOW team will be running / walking. Some more walking than running in that.
The point
so,
is they're there.
Yeah. I'll be there too. So, I mean, there's a heap of events. I've only mentioned a few of them. There's a whole bunch in Banyule, Heidelberg, I think, just all around the state. So if you can't get to something in the city or you can't get to any of the ones that I've mentioned, just ring your local council and see if they're holding anything.
But isn't it amazing just the number of events you've identified there, just the visibility that these issues now have in our community?
Mm.
And they're hosted in Federation Square. They're in the heart of Melbourne. They're not hidden away somewhere.
Yeah, and that's the first time. Same as with Government House, the first time this year that these events have become so big and the government's taking charge of it. It's just like Victoria Police is actually taking charge of running their own events with the Footscray barbecue. So, I mean, big community organisations and the government themselves are taking...
They're all getting
behind taking
it.
Charge, yeah.
So and I think also when you mentioned there about the rainbow flag being raised at Spencer Street, I don't know if people remember a number of years ago when the Vic Police for the first time marched in Pride March. That happened in our lifetime. Yeah. That happened fairly recently.
Yeah, I think that was 2001.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
So moving forward.
Ooh. Very exciting.
We really believe strongly in our voice and our community being out loud and proud, and I think there's still a job for Joy to do. And that's why we've got Gabby Glow here doing a fabulous job with the Victorian Police.
Well, Victoria Police and the Glows need Joy as well. Do you know why?
Tell me why, Gabby.
We're stronger together.
That's one part of it. But it's because having police on Joy helps humanise police officers. It makes people feel more comfortable coming up to us and approaching us and reporting things to us and just talking to us and letting us know things are going on.
I think that's a really important point because I think some people historically have been fearful of the police.
Yeah, absolutely.
Haven't been as approachable.
And so, you know, we're just people too. We're just wearing a blue uniform, same as you.
Yeah.
And we're just doing a job. And so you don't have to be scared of us. You don't have to be concerned about approaching us. That's why we're here. So we certainly need Joy to spread our message to the community.
Absolutely. Now, we have had a message in on 0427JOY949. This is a love listening to Gabby Glow.
Aww.
And this is from somebody called Jill, who we may know or not know. I don't know who Jill is.
Hey. Mysterious Jill.
Well, Mysterious Jill is always around.
Around you?
Yeah. She keeps popping up because she's my lovely fiancé.
Hi, Jill. Love your work.
And she had a really fine old time last night at the Government House with me.
Gee.
Oh, she was your plus one.
Yes, she was. She was very happy with herself.
Mm.
She might have had a couple of champagnes because I couldn't.
Oh, Jill. Love being a plus one.
Yeah.
Now, you say fiancé. Is she your fiancé?
Yes.
Oh, so tell me about that.
Where's my ring?
Oh.
It's not a visual medium. Oh, it's beautiful. Is that an emerald?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Now, in our second hour, we are going to be focusing more on marriage equality. But tell us a bit about your story. So you and Jill.
We've been together 16 years.
So. Wow.
Little bit of time. And she never really thought we would ever get married because she never thought we would ever get the chance to in Australia. And we still don't have the chance, but we're getting closer. So when things started changing in the world, in America and in New Zealand and other places, mm-hmm. she thought she might pop the question because she was hoping very soon we would actually be able to get married in our own country. So we're still waiting.
Yeah, yeah.
But I happily said yes, and I'm still waiting too.
And that's why we still need joy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yes. Indeed. Sorry,
I get really moved by hearing the love stories or the stories of romance and proposals. It's just I was a young guy coming out as gay, I had no idea this was that could be part of my future. And so to now live in a time where people overseas can get married and have their relationships recognised, it just moves my heart. It's just lovely.
Well, yeah. I mean, we possibly could all have bets right here and say, how long do you think it's going to be before we can officially get married in this country? Hmm. When will we have marriage equality? I'm saying 2 years, within two years. That's my guess.
Coming up after 5, we've got Tim Papai. We'll put that to him, see if he agrees with your premonition, your
We'll see. I'll check back in 2 years.
Absolutely.
Gabby Glow here, talking about Glow. We've just had a wonderful text in saying, due to the service that Joy provides, I was able to find out about the Glow service and felt comfortable to be able to talk to a member of the police of the Glow team, and I was going through an abusive relationship. So thanks, Joy. You do a great job. So it's just saying how important your work is, Gabby.
See, I just said that.
Yeah.
I said
we're not making this up, are we? This is real life.
Because we're able to talk about what we do on Joy, we reach a lot more people, and then they're able to touch base with not only Victoria Police, but the Glow team within Victoria Police.
Doing very important work.
Yeah, thank you.
And the second message as well.
Oh, what have we got here? Oh, we've got another member.
Woohoo!
It's Paige. Oh, she's in the running to the Holden Astra. I think the cat's very happy. Just cats are texting in. It's happening. The memberships are going through the roof.
Now Gabby Glow, that lovely message there from, yes. I don't know who that was, but that lovely message from a listener about approaching the Glow service. We haven't actually explained for some of our listeners what Glow stands for.
Well, I explain what a Glow is many, many times.
You should have like a little card you hold up to explain it.
And so I thought I would ask the team in here.
Oh, it's going to be a bit of a test.
I might actually ask Rach.
Oh.
What do you know about Glow?
Well, I know that a Glow is a gay and lesbian liaison officer.
Well, I better stop you there.
Yeah.
No. Close.
Well, we were gay and lesbian liaison officers. Well, we're now LGBTI liaison officers. We're more inclusive.
Oh, but then you're a galuga badika dhurta.
Oh. All these acronyms.
We stayed with the term Glow because it's a friendly, well-known term that's been around for a very long time. But continue, please.
You're there to support the LGBTI community when they may not be comfortable to talk to just regular police officers.
You sound just like me.
Oh,
good work.
Well done, Rach.
And Jax, what about you? What else can you add on the spot?
You have beautiful uniforms, stylish things.
Jax.
Even you're saying the police in general being more approachable, and then Glow is super approachable, and it's just bridging the gap and providing a safe space.
Sounds good. What about you, Jean?
Oh, what can I add to that? I think it's also there's a role to promote community policing and making people feel safe and secure on as they walk through the streets of Melbourne.
That's pretty much what we do. Yeah. That's why we started having Victoria Police having Glows. Now we've broadened that to be supportive of members who are LGBTI as well. Yep. So we offer support. We do training internally to make sure that our police members are aware of some of the differences and barriers, I guess, that the LGBTI people may have, including the history that we've had with the community a long time ago. Mm. So we're breaking down those barriers, making sure that if you need to speak to police, you can go to a Glow.
Well, absolutely. As a listener who just messaged in, sometimes people who are in domestic violence situations, they don't know who to go to. And the other added barrier of being in a same-sex relationship, it can be quite a barrier to actually reaching out for support.
Well, no one really wants to talk to anyone if they're in any kind of violence relationship.
No,
it's really hard to speak to a friend, even a friend or family member. So going to the police is quite difficult. And then when you might have some ideas that the police aren't going to take the matter seriously, or they might be homophobic, or they might out you to people who don't know you're part of this community.
Yeah, who can you talk to?
Yeah, there's so many barriers, but family violence affects every kind of relationship, and you've just got to know that you can be comfortable and and be provided a good service if you go to the Victoria Police, that they are able to help you, and they're also able to provide refer you on to services that are appropriate to whatever type of relationship that you're in.
And if you do, it just must be so comforting to know there's someone there that I can speak to who gets me, who gets my lifestyle.
Absolutely. And most police do now. I mean, we all go through training. If you're not part of this community, sometimes you might not have an understanding. But we do a lot of training with our members in the police academy, so that they do come into contact with people from the LGBTI community, do have an understanding of what relationships are like and how they're different.
Yeah.
So that if you do go to the police, most police, 99.9% of us, will know what's going on in front of us and won't have any issues or problems with that, and we'll know how to respond.
Terrific. That's why we still need Joy, so people can hear about this service.
Absolutely.
And so how do people find out more about Gabby Glow?
Yes, how?
Well, did you know that we have the Glow Show podcast?
I do know that.
The Glow Show.
And you can hear that on joy.org.au available via iTunes.
Yeah, well, it should be on iTunes soon. I think we've got to have a few episodes up.
Yep.
We've got two episodes up. They go up every Saturday afternoon.
Yep.
And just go on to the joy.org.au/Glow Show, GLLO. Show.
Uh-huh.
But basically, we just talk about all these sorts of things that we talk about here. So, family violence, Ida Hobbit, all the work that we're doing. We have guests in. We have guest glows in. So just make
events,
sure.
You've got sausage sizzles.
Yeah.
Don't you have? You've got everything.
We do. And we often wear our uniforms too.
Mm.
And you also have a Facebook page.
We do.
Gabby Glow. Now, it's not monitored, so don't go to Gabby Glow's Facebook page to report a crime or to report any
violence. No, please don't.
But certainly if you want to find out more about what's happening in the community, you could go there.
Yeah, I mean, we post things like being on air now. We post the events that we're going to. When I'm giving presentations or attending things, we post things up there and we put photos up. So lots of information, and you can always get in contact with me or some of the Glows through there, but again, not for an emergency.
Yeah, we can just check out your busy schedule.
Yeah. Very, very busy.
Gabby, it's always a pleasure having you with us. You are coming back in a month's time. We're going to have you as a regular feature on Rachel Dean with Jackson in the Back.
Joy.
I was at work.
I was riding my horse.
I was microwaving a watermelon.
My iguanas escaped.
There are lots of reasons why you may have missed your favourite show, but don't worry, because our podcast team has you covered. They'll work through rain, hail and national glitter shortages to bring you the best bits of every show. Visit joy.org.au and click on the podcast tab, or head to the iTunes Australia podcast store and subscribe to your favourite shows for free. Thanks to our podcasters, you'll never feel guilty about missing a show again. Joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.